This podcast is brought to you by Purposefully Different Productions and is proudly sponsored by Little Dish, makers of delicious fresh meals for kids that are an absolute lifesaver on busy days. I love these meals because they are different to other kids' meals out there. They include a variety of ingredients, lots of textures, and are made with little taste buds in mind. Before we get started on today's episode, here's a word from our friend Giovanna Fletcher.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Hello and welcome back to How to Feed with me, Charlotte Sterling Reed. Today we're keeping things super simple and we're diving into the world of weaning. But don't worry, this episode is especially for those of you who just want a few easy steps and practical tips to get started. At the end, I will share some additional resources and support for a helping hand during this time. But right now, I'm here to share my absolute top tips to help you feel more prepared and hopefully to help you enjoy the weaning journey with your little one too. So whether you're just about to start or whether you're in the thick of weaning right now, this episode is packed with quick wins and gentle guidance to support you every step of the way when it comes to weaning. First things first though, weaning. What actually is it? What do we even mean by weaning? Well, weaning is actually the process of introducing your baby to solid foods alongside their usual breast or formula milk. It's actually a really significant milestone in your baby's development and can set the foundation for healthy eating habits later on in life. We know that preferences for food and patterns of eating start early, and actually it's super early. And this is why there's now so much conversation around the topic of solid foods and the importance of weaning. Something I really like to talk about is the fact that weaning is not just about feeding your baby solid foods. Weaning is actually about teaching them how to eat. This process involves learning how to chew, how to swallow, how to handle different textures. And over time, it's also about what foods they should accept as part of a balanced diet. Babies start to really develop their oral motor skills during weaning as well, and these are crucial for speech development later on. They also learn hand-eye coordination as they pick up food and bring it to their mouth. They can develop fine motor skills by grasping that food and manipulating foods that they are eating as well. And of course, on top of this, contrary to many popular beliefs, food before one is not just about fun, as nutrition plays a really vital role during weaning too. As your baby grows, their nutritional needs will increase, and the solid foods that they're eating will provide essential vitamins and minerals that breast or formula milk alone may not fully supply. Introducing a variety of foods to your baby really helps to ensure that they get a balanced diet, and this is really important for their growth and their development. And we know from a lot of research that weaning sets the foundation for lifelong eating behaviours. So by exposing your baby to a wide range of tastes and textures, you can actually help them to develop more of a diverse palate and potentially reduce the likelihood of that picky eating stage later on in life. I did a previous podcast episode on building familiarity with food and why this is important, so do be sure to check that one out. It's a really good one. Essentially, creating positive associations with food and family mealtimes early on can really help your little one to develop that healthy relationship with food that may just last a lifetime. So today I'll be sharing my top 10 tips for successful weaning. And these tips will really guide you through the weaning process, helping you and your baby to enjoy this really exciting journey together. So tip number one, start weaning at the right time. It might sound super simple, but one of the most important things you can do is to make sure that your baby is ready when you start weaning. Spotting the signs of readiness and starting the journey together can make the whole experience so much smoother and so much more enjoyable for both you and your baby. Developmental readiness usually means waiting until your baby is around 6 months of age. And by this time, most babies are showing signs that they can sit upright. Even if they need a little support from you, they should be able to hold their head and neck steady. They should also be showing signs of being able to coordinate their hands, their eyes, and their mouth. So this means that they can pick up food and bring it to their mouth by themselves. And they should also have the ability to swallow food rather than pushing it all back out with their tongue. Once your baby is showing these three signs, they'll likely be more comfortable trying different textures, exploring finger foods, and getting involved in those mealtimes. It still takes time, after all, because eating is a skill that they are learning. But by starting when they're actually ready, this can help set up a whole positive tone for the weaning journey. It still takes time as your baby is learning the skills to eat, but waiting until they are comfortably sitting, self-feeding, and ready to explore is honestly so key to starting the process in the right way. Tip number two, lower your expectations. Whether this is your first baby or your third, it's totally normal to feel a little bit nervous or have high hopes that weaning will go really smoothly. But from my experience of working with thousands of families and also from weaning my own children, I can honestly say you never quite know how your baby will take to it until you actually start. And on top of that, every baby is different. Some might need a little more support, some might need a bit more patience as they learn, and others might be really hesitant with new tastes and new textures. Some babies might not take to the spoon right away, and many of them might shy away from those more bitter veggies initially. There really is no way to predict exactly how it will go. Just as an example, my daughter was much fussier than my son. She ate much smaller portions and she had absolutely no interest in eating any food before 11 a.m. Whereas my son was so adventurous right from the start. He ate bigger portions and he loved his breakfast. So it really goes to show how varied babies can be. So what's my best advice? Go in with low expectations, keep an open mind, and try not to worry if things really don't go exactly as you have planned. This is all part of the journey, and with time, patience, and a little flexibility, you will find what works best for you and your baby. Tip number three, always keep in mind that weaning is a journey. And it is not a destination. Babies don't learn to walk overnight. They don't suddenly start speaking in full sentences or crawl the moment we expect them to. And as parents, we usually understand that pretty well. But it takes time and patience to practice these milestones. So when it comes to weaning, why should it be any different? Learning to eat is just a skill, and your baby is going to develop that skill over time. They're getting used to all kinds of new things, different tastes, different textures, different smells, and the physical act of chewing and swallowing, which is quite complex too. It's actually a huge learning curve, and it's completely normal for it to take a while for your baby to learn. The truth is that even as adults, we're still learning to accept new foods. So think about how long it can take to enjoy things like olives or coffee or wine. It's a gradual process and that's okay. So if your baby doesn't take to a certain food right away, or if progress feels a little slow, try to remind yourself this is all part of a journey. Even tiny tastes and every curious squish, every little bite is a step forward. Take the pressure off. Trust the process and know that you are supporting your baby just by showing up and just by offering them plenty of variety of food. Tip number four, you decide what, let them decide if they're going to eat and how much. Over the past few years, there's been a real shift in the way we think about weaning. It used to be very parent-led, with us as parents deciding what, when, and how much our baby should eat. But now there's growing understanding and lots of research showing the benefits of us taking a step back and allowing babies to take the lead at mealtimes. What does this actually look like? Well, it means that as parents or caregivers, our role is to offer a range of foods that are safe, age-appropriate, balanced, and varied. But then we hand the reins over to our little ones. We let them explore the food in their own way, at their own pace. And most importantly, we let them decide for themselves how much they actually want to eat. This can sometimes feel a bit strange at first, especially if you're worried about whether they're eating enough, but it's actually a really important part of building their independence and their confidence and also a healthy relationship with food. Babies are surprisingly good at regulating their own hunger and fullness cues when given the chance. So once the meal is served, try to sit back, take a breath, and allow your baby to lead. Watch how they engage with the food, whether it's tasting, touching, squishing, chewing, and try to resist the urge to step in too quickly at mealtimes. You're there to support, but not to control. And this approach can lay the foundation and the groundwork for positive mealtimes now as well as in the future. Tip five. Create a positive eating environment. Now, creating a positive eating environment is such an important part of a successful weaning journey. And I feel it sometimes gets overlooked, especially in those early stages. We get so focused on what our baby is eating or how much they're eating that we actually forget to take a step back and think about how the whole mealtime experience feels for us as well as our babies. Imagine it from your baby's point of view. If mealtimes are rushed, if they're tensed, if they're filled with pressure, it can actually feel really overwhelming. And especially when they're just starting out and learning what food even is. On the other hand, if the environment is quite calm, if it's relaxed, if it's slower and enjoyable, they're so much more likely to feel safe and curious and therefore willing to explore the food in front of them. One helpful way to approach this is to treat mealtimes as little moments of connection, not just feeding, but it's about sitting together, eating with your baby if you can, even if it's just a snack or a plate for you, and create that sense of this shared mealtime experience. It doesn't have to be picture perfect, just warm, unrushed, and a bit of a joint connecting experience. Things like turning off the TV, keeping distractions low, and letting go of the pressure around making it perfect can actually all help. And remember, it is not just about the food. The atmosphere around the food matters hugely. So, as much as we focus what we're putting on the plate, it's just as valuable for us to think about what's going on around the plate too. A happy, relaxed baby is far more likely to enjoy the process of weaning, to try new things, and to build a healthy relationship with food right from the very start. Tip 6, start with single tastes of veggies. So in those very first days of weaning, especially during the first week or so, it can be really helpful to start simple, offering your baby small, single tastes of a variety of veggies. This stage is all about gently introducing new flavours and letting your baby explore those flavours at their own pace. If you can, try and focus on more savoury or slightly bitter veggies to begin with. Think broccoli, spinach, courgette, cauliflower. And the reason for this is that babies are actually born with a preference for sweet tastes, like milk. So they usually find sweeter foods much more easy to accept. But the more bitter or unfamiliar flavours actually take a little bit more getting used to. And introducing them early on can really help your baby to learn to accept them and enjoy them eventually. That said, you absolutely do not have to follow a strict veg-led approach to weaning. It's about finding a little bit of balance and what's manageable and enjoyable for you and your baby. But however you do choose to start, ensure that you are including plenty of veggies early on. It's a great way to help build up your baby's varied palate, and it's really great for building positive relationships with a wide variety of different foods and flavours. Remember, this is not about perfection or ticking off every single veg at the supermarkets. Aim for variety over time, keep the atmosphere relaxed, and celebrate those little wins, even if it's just a lick, a squish, or a really curious look. Every single exposure is going to help, and you're going to be building stronger foundations for the future, which leads me on really nicely to tip number 7. Number 7, always think about variety. So if we rewind about 10 years or so, the start of weaning, many babies' journeys looked very different from what it looks like today. Back then, it was really common to offer bland or sweet foods really often, and the same ones again on repeat. While it might have seemed safe and simple, we know that actually variety is so key to helping babies develop a healthy and adventurous palate. Introducing your little one to a wide range of flavours, textures, colours from the very, very beginning can make a huge difference to their weaning journey. And it helps them open up to trying new foods as they grow and develop too. Of course, it's really always important to stick with foods that are safe and appropriate for their age and their development. But within that, don't be afraid to get a little bit experimental and a bit creative with their mealtimes. Whether it's offering different veggies, different grains, proteins, and even herbs and mild spices, giving your baby the chance to actually experience lots of these tastes early on can set them up with a lifetime of positive eating habits. And if you're looking for a bit of guidance on how to do this, my books, How to Wean Your Baby and the Ultimate Weaning and Toddler Cookbook, are packed with practical tips and ideas to help you navigate this exciting stage with ease and offer plenty of those flavours and textures as well. Tip number 8, be patient and be persistent. Weaning is truly a gradual journey, and it's completely normal for babies to be a little bit hesitant or even reject new foods at first. Some days they may barely even touch what's on their plate, and other days they might surprise you by eating lots more than you ever expected. This up and down rhythm is all part of how they learn and how they explore new tastes and textures. And the real key to success during weaning and during this phase is patience and persistence. It's about gently offering a variety of food, sticking to a routine that works for you and your family, and not getting discouraged if things do not go perfectly. Remember, every little try counts. Even if it's just an exploration of what's being served or a nibble of what's on the plate, it's helping your baby to get used to new flavours and to build their confidence at mealtimes. Weaning can definitely test your patience at times, but knowing ahead that actually this roller coaster is going to happen is totally normal and will really help to make it a lot more manageable. So take a deep breath, keep going, and remind yourself that you are doing a really fantastic job. Your baby's learning and growing with every single step of the way, and that is what really matters. Tip 9, get yourself confident. From my experience with working thousands of parents, confidence really can make all the difference when it comes to weaning. Taking a little time to understand the basics, the what, the when, the how, including things like what equipment you might need and what to expect along the way, can really help take the pressure off you. It's easy to feel very overwhelmed with all the conflicting advice out there, especially online, and that can sometimes leave you second guessing yourself. But the best thing you can do is find what works right for you and for your baby, stick to it and give yourself permission to let go of unnecessary pressure. Remember, there is no one-size-fits-all approach. Weaning is a journey, it's not a race, and it's about learning with your baby together to find a rhythm and to enjoy all these little milestones all along the way. When you feel confident in what you're doing when it comes to weaning, mealtimes become a lot less stressful and a whole lot more fun, I promise you. Tip number 10, eat with your baby. I say this all the time because it truly makes such a big difference. Sharing mealtimes with your baby is so much more than just being about food. It doesn't have to be every single day. It doesn't have to be the same person. But what matters the most is that your baby gets to experience eating alongside others fairly regularly. Watching grown-ups and siblings eat, chatting around the table, and being a part of the family mealtime teaches your little one so much about how to eat, from using their hands to chewing to picking up social cues and to enjoying the whole experience as it is. This shared mealtime connection really can help to build their confidence and their curiosity about food, and that really makes a big difference. It can make eating feel like a fun and normal part of their day rather than a solo task that they're being challenged to do. So whenever you can, try to eat together, chat, make those moments warm and relaxed, and it really can help to set your baby up for mealtime weaning success. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of How to Feed with Charlotte Sterling Reid. To summarise, remember that weaning is not black and white. There's no right or wrong. It's a journey of exploring and experimenting for your baby, trying lots of new things and building lots of important skills along the way. Take your time. Try to make it enjoyable for all and take the pressure off both you and your baby, and your weaning journey will be so much more enjoyable. I promise you that. For any additional support, my book, How to Wean Your Baby, is your step-by-step guide to everything you need to know about weaning. And I also have an online weaning course that is available from www.srnutrition.co.uk. Lastly, please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this with any new parents. You might be able to just help them feel a little bit more empowered. This episode of How to Feed wouldn't have been possible without my sponsors, Little Dish. Their meals are fresh, delicious, and made with ingredients that you would find in your own kitchen, making them a brilliant option for busy days.